Hey, so let me know. Perfect. So hello everyone, welcome to our board meeting today on October 30th. So first of all, I'm going to start with a quick roll call. Acadia Students Union.
Here.
NACC. San Francis Xavier University Students Union.
Present.
St. Mary's University Students Association.
Present.
Anyone else on the line? Myself, Mary Navas, as Chair.
Myself, Clancy McDaniel, Executive Director.
Great, so I'm calling this meeting to order at 3:06 PM on October 30th, 2019. First of all, we're gonna start with discussion and approval. I'm looking at a motion to approve the agenda.
St. FX approves.
ASC will second.
Perfect, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Any abstention? It passes, the agenda has been approved. So moving into our discussion approval items for now, I need an approval of the past minutes that were attached. It was two minutes.
Smith approves the minute.
On October 2nd meeting, I'm looking for a mover.
ASU will move.
St. FX second.
Great, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? It passes, great. So we're moving to the agenda item number two, which is advocacy week details and documents attached in the documents we received today. So I'm gonna give this to our executive director, Clancy, to talk a little bit more about it.
Thank you so much, Mary. So hello everyone. I hope everyone has been having a really great, you know, hopefully a bit of slowdown with your semester. I know that it has been busy with you folks wrapping up GoTV. And midterms, but that means that Advocacy Week is only 2 weeks away. I know that I am super excited and really confident that we have a couple of good meetings lined up. And so I wanted to go over a few details, a little bit about the tentative schedule and then the document we sent out as well. So we are confirmed to start on November 10th and then November 11th, which is Remembrance Day, you folks will have off. So on the 10th, we're going to get started at 1 p.m., so it's not going to be something that you have to wake up at the crack of dawn for, which is good. And we're actually going to do that day in the Halifax Central Library. I booked us a boardroom there because part of the day is going to be dedicated to getting pictures done. If you take a look at our website, you'll see that there are tons of pictures of the board from last year all over the place, which is great, but it would be nice to update it with some pictures of you folks. Learning about advocacy and learning about what we will be doing that week. We're also going to get some headshots done for everybody. So we're going to go to the public gardens, we're going to go to the waterfront, and hopefully we'll get some good pictures for everyone. But also the purpose of that day will be to train, to learn the document, to practice what it's like being in an official advocacy meeting, to go over the schedule, and really kick off the whole week. So that's going to start on the 10th, and then we have meetings spread out the 13th, 14th, 15th. So far, I have locked down dates for our most important meetings, which are the ones with the caucuses of the different parties. I'm still hoping to lock down some stakeholder meetings, as well as finalize the time with the minister directly, but it's all looking up, and we've had a pretty positive response, so very excited about that. Every week, every day of the week, I have also made reservations for us as a group, with the exception of the 13th, which is the day of the Status of Women dinner. So I want to touch base with the gentlemen on the board, and I'm happy to make plans for you folks. Otherwise, you can feel free to do whatever you wish for that evening. As well, we are going to be doing a group activity either the 12th or the 14th that students in Nova Scotia will pay for. Per diem will be used on every meal except for one of the evenings in which students in Nova Scotia will cover the cost. Another thing that I'll say is that we won't necessarily be in meetings from 9 to 5. The expectation is that you use the time in between to be learning the document and researching the different people you will be meeting with, but please do bring some schoolwork with you if you need to do it, anything like that, because really the next time we will be talking about this is in person on the 10th. So feel free to bring anything that you need to work on with you. And next week I'll also send out the formal agenda, the formal schedule. Another thing, reminder, business formal is what we will be wearing. So that means suits for everybody. Ladies, if we're wearing skirts or dresses, please bring tights or be prepared to buy tights. I do actually recommend flats over heels because you'll be doing a lot of walking. I am not always that smart and wore heels all last year and fell several times and almost broke my ankle. Not worth it to look cute. But if you block heels or something like that, that's all good. As for the document that I sent out, you will see that it is, I would say, 85% done. The reason being, there's one section that hasn't been filled in because I'm meeting with some stakeholders tomorrow about it, and there's some tweaking to do in terms of some of the funding amounts that we're taking a look at. But I still wanted to send it out to you folks nice in advance so that you can get familiar with some of the topics, some of the rationale, and then we will be using that day on the 10th to really go in depth and practice talking about it. So that's my little spiel. Does anybody have any questions?
sorry, I have a question. So we're in Halifax on the 10th, and then we're have the day off on the Monday, and then on the Tuesday we start meetings?
Yes.
So we're there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
So I would suggest everybody stays in town on the 11th, but given that it's a holiday and it's in particular a day of remembrance, it would be inappropriate to ask you folks to meet with people. So you're really free to use that day however you wish. Does that make sense? Any other questions? If not, I'll hand it back to Mary.
Perfect. Thank you, Clancy, for that update. I am quite excited for that week. SME is going to be during their fall break. So for the first time, I think I'm not going to be able to pop out of meeting. So I'll be full attention for students in Nova Scotia and making this advocacy week be one of the best ones yet. So super excited for that and seeing some wins with the government, hopefully. Then moving to our agenda item number 3, Making Connections Conference. Also, Clancy will discuss some of that, but I just want to reiterate kind of on the advocacy week. This is kind of like the most important thing that you're going to do in the whole year. And this is where government is going to hear us, it's going to hear the things that we're recommending. So we all have to put our 120% in, and I want everyone to be kind of like ready to go, and as well, Clancy and myself are always kind of there to support if you need anything and you have conflicts during that week. Clancy had to step out, by the way, to this meeting right now. She had just a call from the government, so FYI, she's not on the line right now. So we're going to skip the item number 3 and 4, and we're going to start with campus reports right now, if that's okay with everyone. Yes?
Yep.
Okay, so while Clancy comes back, we're going to start with campus reports. So campus reports for Acadia Students Union.
We had our homecoming event. That went fairly well. We have a vice president of finance now, and Kyle and the vice president of finance, Brendan, attended Board of Governors. We have a sexual violence prevention campaign going on right now called Now What. We wrapped up GoTV, and we have made the job posting for the new general manager position.
That's great. Does anyone have any questions for Katie Students Union? Moving on to St. Francis Xavier University Students Union.
Hi, everybody. How is everybody doing? St. FX is doing great. We had our AGM last night, and I think that it was one of the best turnouts that we've had in years. It was really good. Gave us free appetizers. So we had our AGM. Our sexual violence prevention policy is officially done. We had one of our board of governors resign, but we ran an election, and now we have our new board of governors. So that's pretty awesome. Our consultation agreement is finally done. We have a couple big events happening for Halloween, which I'm so pumped for. it's gonna be really fun. And what was the last one, Cecil? Homecoming was awesome. Cecil went in a dunk tank. There's one more that we were going to say. That's okay. Doing good. Oh, and get out the boat wrapping up.
All is good.
And coming first to Nova Scotia.
The what? The what?
I said St. FX coming first to Nova Scotia.
Third in the country.
Okay. That's great to hear, Santa Friend. Moving on to St. Mary's University Students Association.
So at SMU, similar to everyone else, we were wrapping up our Get Out the Vote campaign. We're in the middle of a few projects right now, so our sexual violence committee is about to start, and SMU will be bringing recommendations. We're working with the university. We're also contributing to feedback to next year's university operating budget and fees. We're also in the middle of a food request for proposal to bring students' concerns to the new company. Our wellness week is upcoming, and we also have our fall break coming up, like you mentioned. And we're sort of like in the middle kind of midterm season. And then November, we'll be working on a SMESA campaign, which Bryn will be leading to basically get feedback from students on basically the role of the student association and what we can be improving and stuff like that. So that's us.
Great, great. Thank you very much. So now, Clancy's back on the line. So we're going to move to agenda item number 3, which is Making Connection Conference. Clancy, I'll give that to you.
Thank you so much. Sorry, folks. I actually just got a call from government, so I did think it was important to pick up just in case. I've already spoken to a few folks about some interesting things that have been going on, so wasn't sure what it was about. Turns out it was something positive, so it's all good. So the Making the Connection Conference, I wanted to bring it up to you folks because this is the conference that Dr. Elizabeth Pauly was talking about on the call that we were on. So it is going to be day long. And it is going to be, sorry, I'm just pulling up my calendar here. I believe it's the Monday after advocacy week, which is kind of unfortunate timing because I do know that, the student government roundtable is around the same time, I believe. One moment. Sorry, folks. Okay, so the Government Student Roundtable is Monday, November 18th. And then the Making the Connection Conference is Tuesday, November 19th. So that's a lot of time to be missing from school, given, you know, the fact that everybody's going to be missing a week before if you are not on fall break. So maybe what my suggestion would be is if you could have at least one representative at either, so that you can kind of spread it out, and that way you don't have to miss, you know, 7 days in a row. If you're able to work that out, that's great. If you have any concerns though, please get in touch with me. And the same thing for Advocacy Week, in that we need someone to send a letter to your professors or call anybody, or if you're concerned about the amount of time that you would be missing from school, please reach out to me individually and we'll talk about it. I don't want to put any pressure on anybody because I know what paper season is like. I'm in two classes myself right now, and so just wanted to flag that for everybody, and I'm going to send out the registration soon. So yeah, we will follow up on that individually.
Thank you very much, Clancy. Any questions for Clancy?
What were the dates of those conference? Sorry.
Go ahead, Robbie.
Could you just repeat the dates of the conferences?
Sure. So, Advocacy Week itself is going to be the 10th through the 15th. Then you have the weekend, 16th, 17th. Monday, the 18th, is the Government Student Roundtable. It's from 1:30 to 3:30. And then the 19th is the Making the Connection Conference, which is at NSCC, the Waterfront Campus. And that's going to go from 9 until 3. So that is a full day commitment versus the other one. So please, you know, just talk with folks on your team. The other thing about the Making the Connection one is it doesn't necessarily have to be you folks. We have a VP that does more on student life or student affairs and is talking more about mental health. Maybe you want to send them instead. Maybe you have a sub-executive, that sort of thing. So feel free to just think about how you want to delegate that time. Let me know, and I'm happy to facilitate that process.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
Any other questions? Moving along to item number 4, recent legislation, and I'll give that back to Clancy.
All right, so I did have an opportunity to talk with some folks, but basically a small rundown is that a piece of legislation was introduced yesterday by the Progressive Conservatives. It was introduced by the new critic for labor and advanced education, and it was called An Act to Respect the Independence of Student Unions, I believe. And basically, I sent this around in the package, and you can read it for yourself. But there are basically two main purposes to the legislation. The first is that if any student union joined an external organization like Students Nova Scotia or CASA or any other group, that regardless of what Students Nova Scotia, CASA, any other group's bylaws said, if students were not satisfied with that organization, they would be able to leave by a referendum. Now, that doesn't necessarily apply to the Students Nova Scotia's situation too much because our bylaws say, let's say Acadia, let's say Robbie, you and your students want to leave Students Nova Scotia so bad. Our bylaws say, you do whatever your bylaws say, whatever the ASU bylaws say, is appropriate to leave Students Nova Scotia, whether that's a council vote or a referendum or whatever it would be. We will accept the outcome of that as long as you're following your own bylaws. That's not the case for every external student organization. Some other organizations have very strict bylaws about how you join or how you leave, but we have what is called an easy come, easy go policy. It's the same as CASA, okay? So that part really doesn't apply to us as much. The second part of the legislation is interesting in that it says that the Minister of Labor and Advanced Education would be able to set regulations in terms of what constitutes a student union or not. So the first thing that kind of pops up in my mind is that maybe this would be, you have to demonstrate fiscal responsibility, right? Like you have to show your audited financial statements, or you have to show that the minutes for your meetings are publicly available and students can see them. But it could get into tricky territory, and it's tricky because one of the purposes of student unions is to hold government accountable. So if government is placing a definition on what makes a student union, it is then harder for that student union to either agree or disagree with government when they have the power to say, you get to exist, you don't get to exist, and here are the rules about that. So for reference, this is how it works in Alberta, actually, where the student unions have to provide their audited financial statements on a year-to-year basis, and the minister is allowed to investigate if there's any irregularities, as shown by the auditors or the school, or if any students have concerns, they're allowed to look into it. It's not how it works here. So, you know, logically I'm thinking it would be something around that, but there isn't a lot of clarity as to what quote-unquote regulations would look like. So in terms of, you know, what is Students Nova Scotia's stance on this? The way I see it is that student unions and external organizations are meant to be autonomous so that we can hold our schools and governments to account, right? I fully believe that student voice is important and that student unions should not be held hostage by the bylaws of any organization they choose to join. I'm not sure if this is the right way to do it, though. And so I did include a draft of a press release in the email. Please take a look at that. I haven't actually seen any public discussion on this bill because it was introduced yesterday. The legislature finishes today. I don't think that this is going to get a lot of traction, but I was told that they're planning on bringing this back up in the spring. So the good thing is that we have the opportunity to be meeting with the member who brought it forward, giving our recommendations, saying, you know, this part works, maybe we should tweak this part, etc. I've already spoken with Labor and Advanced Education about it, but I wouldn't worry too much. Either way, I wanted to put it on your radar so that if anybody has asked any questions, you get anything like media coming your way, please direct it to me, or just call me and we'll figure something out. But I hope that none of you feel like being a part of Students Nova Scotia or CASA means that, oh, you're in it for life and you have no choice. Hopefully, you know, you feel like you're getting value, but if you ever were at a point where you felt like it wasn't valuable to be a part of Students Nova Scotia, just know that you could leave pretty easily. So, any questions about that? If not, we can probably go back to the reports. Thank you, Mary.
Perfect. Thank you. Any questions for Clancy? I was also in the talks with Clancy yesterday in terms of communication about this, and we don't foresee this being an issue right now, but what I told Clancy is we should keep this more as students and net and on individual campuses. So like if you get media requests, let Clancy know, and that's how we can tackle it. Moving along to reports section, for myself, I've been working with Clancy mostly on a day-to-day basis and talking to her, reporting to her, basically helping her with advocacy dates and weeks and the meetings, and kind of she's been doing a lot of work, having a busy schedule as well. So it's more consultation between on the schedule and consultation in between ideas. So that's keep going. We're excited to see what advocacy kind of week look like. But if you do have any questions about that or any concerns, please reach out to her and me. As Mackenzie sent her regrets, we will not have a vice chair report. And we already did item number 2, campus reports. So we will move on to item number 3, committee reports, starting with the membership committee.
So Cecil and I have been working a little bit on membership. It's been a little bit hard. I keep forgetting to send the email. So soon we're going to kind of bring all the information that we're working to. I'm probably going to send it. I was planning on sending it yesterday. I completely forgot. So probably tomorrow we're going to, Cecil and I are going to send kind of the things we've been working on. Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Perfect. Moving along to governance committee. Well, Brent's not here, and he sent his grid, so I think we will have to table that one. And policy committee.
That's Brent. Brent and Tyler
have one. Yep. Okay, so I think we'll just an update from membership committee today. Moving along to our executive director report that she already sent, and it was in your attached document.
Okay, so I'm going to go through this pretty quick. Basically, the majority of my time the last couple weeks have been doing like a lot of scheduling and booking and calling folks to make sure that we have everything lined up for advocacy week. Another exciting note, we have hired an office manager, and I'm super excited about that. Her name is Mayfun, and she is an international student, and she's studying accounting. She's pretty eager. She had glowing references from different people who she had worked for before. So we hired her the 18th. She came for her initial tour and contract signing and everything the 21st. Monday, she had her training, so she begins officially next Monday, which is really exciting. We also got all of our swag for Advocacy Week. It came in nice and early, which was great. I actually ended up upping the order because I had like a 50% off coupon, which was great. So it ended up being a bit more expensive. The quote I sent you folks was around $800, but for $1,000, I was able to double the inventory. So really, we're always going to use these mugs. Like, we're always going to use pens. We're always going to be meeting with stakeholders. So I thought it kind of just made sense to kind of pull the trigger and do that then. But we have that all in stock, which is great. I also met with our new graphic designer. I know we had had a bit of an offline discussion, and our wonderful chair was able to set me up with someone who's done some really great work. His quote was also significantly less than the other one that we had talked about. He provided a proposal, which I attached, which was pretty comprehensive. And so just based on timelines, I pulled the trigger and started working with him. But his turnaround time is 4 days, which is incredible. So that means we can pretty much ask him any point through the year to do our design work. And I'm very excited about that. I went to two different press conferences at the legislature over the last couple of weeks, and no committees that I sit on have met. So that's all for me.
Great. Thank you very much, Clancy. Any questions for Clancy? Hearing none, I'm going to move to other businesses. Is there any other businesses?
Not specifically to Salem's Nova Scotia, but the person who chaired our AGM, our guest chair last night at the AGM was Mitch Archibald, and he said that he knew Clancy and Mary, which I thought was fun.
That he does.
Yep. All right.
Thank you. Thank you. That was great other business.
You're muted. You're muted.
Any other misses? With that, we're moving on to adjournment. I'm looking for a motion to adjourn.
St. Effects motions. St. Effects moves.
ASU seconds.
Perfect. This meeting is adjourned at 3:33 p.m.